This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the phone, we've got Bart Baker, general manager at CHS and Shipman, to talk about our spring conditions so far. Hello, Bart. How are we today?
Okay, doing great. Doing great.
The conditions for spring so far are, in a word, wet. But yeah, how about taking us through what we've got to look at and what's happening so far?
Well, the entire agronomy season has been very challenging for the farmers and for the retailers on our side. You know, we started last fall with a pretty wet October, very wet. We had some customers who were unsure of which, if they're going to, when they're going to fertilize. And, then we had a pretty much non-existent November, December, January, February, actually March, and up in the first half of April were pretty much non-existent for us on the fertilizer side. And anyway, so when we hit the fields in April, everything took off at full speed there.
When it started in April, full speed, then all of a sudden it came to a crashing halt when the rain wouldn't quit.
Yeah, we got a really nice 18-day run, and then we've been fighting wet fields and excessive rain, on nearly every day since. It seems like the customers get running for a couple days, and then right when it's almost dry enough to get their wettest fields worked and planted, we get some more rain. We've got some parts of our trade area that have got a lot of beans yet to plant. We had some challenges with getting the side dress nitrogen on. We're going to get it done. The farmers in our customers are very, very resilient, and they're very, very resourceful. They're going to figure out ways to make the best out of every situation, and this year is certainly no different.
I drove by a lot of corn last night up in central Sangamon County, up by Pleasant Plains. The corn's looking really good up there. I didn't get a chance to look at any beans, but how is it looking in Macoupin and Montgomery County in relation to where we ought to be?
Well, overall, our corn looks very good, in spite of the as much rain as we've had. We've got, I'm sure there's be some corn starting to tassel here right away, that very, very earliest planted corn. A lot of corns, would be, shoulder high, head high, and then we've got some corn that's probably barely knee high. Overall, looks pretty good. We need some heat, need some sunshine. And then we're going to need to continue to get some timely rains, to finish this crop off.
It's almost odd. We're asking for some heat a little early, but we could use some heat a little early right now.
Yeah, I mean, the forecast, is calling for highs in the, in the 80s or, 90, and that's right where we need to be. Even a little cooler than that's fine. Also, delays harvest just a little bit, but that's there's no problem with that. The main thing is that we don't go from excessive moisture to zero moisture. That's a bad plan, but we have no control over that, so we just have to do the best with what we end up with.
What's our forecast on the beans, Bart?
Well, I was talking to Reagan, my agronomy major, this morning, and we definitely have some concerns with plant health with the soybeans. Soybeans that are ankle high. I'm not an agronomist, so I don't know what growth stage that is. But these soybeans are this high and that are sitting in completely saturated soils and relatively warm conditions. It's definitely a haven for soybean disease. We got some late planted beans that are, some beans that aren't planted. Like I said, we talked about before, our customers are resourceful. They're going to get them planted. I was with a customer yesterday, and he said that he's seen guys finish up with regular beans the same day they plant their double crop beans after wheat. So, and normally those later planted beans yield very well. So the as challenging as it's been, the yield prospects for beans are still okay, you know, still going to be okay. You know, we do have some concerns about plant health and some disease and you know, some different pressures coming up on the soybeans.
The County Fair and Agricultural Association announced that the schedule of fair events has been changed due to the current weather pattern and the track conditions. So we've got some cancellations, and this is sad, but it just happens because it's Illinois weather. The mud drags at the grandstand for tonight have been canceled. That's Thursday, June 18th. The ITPA tractor and truck pulls for Friday the 19th, they have been canceled. And the Western Horse Show for Saturday, June 20th, has been canceled. Weather plays a part in it. There's just kind of no way around it. And that's what we have to deal with. So again, the County Fair and Agricultural Association has, and again, the governing body of the Macoupin County Fair, announced that the schedule of fair week events has been changed. Mud drags at the grandstand for tonight, canceled. ITPA tractor and truck pulls for Friday, canceled. And the Western Horse Show for Saturday has been canceled. Now, the rest of the events slated for fair week, so all the exhibitions, the rides, the great food, all still taking place as scheduled, but those events, the mud drags for tonight, the tractor and truck pulls for Friday, and the Western Horse Show for Saturday have all been canceled. That is from the Macoupin County Fair and Agricultural Association. So, gosh darn it, that's not in the mix for this year. That's going to do it for our farm show for part two. And tomorrow we're going to talk to Aaron Williams. On Saturday we'll be talking with Bonnie Branham about the horse show at the Montgomery County Fair coming up. That's it for now. This is John Michael Marty. Have a great day.